I got a flash of its former owner. She was a sniper from Tatooine. She got a medal for taking out a local exchange boss.
What happened to her?
She didn't die in the armor or anything, if that's what you're worried about.
Loren nodded, feeling a small amount of relief.
Maybe she was promoted out of the field and took the armor with her. That happens sometimes.
But she sold it,
he said.
Would she have needed the money that badly?
Her kids might have. It's old armor, Shigar. Last in action before the Treaty of Coruscant. Took me a lot of work to get it into the shape it was, let me tell you.
You could have bought new armor any time, he said. But you didn't want to. It's a symbol, standing in for all the things that need to be fixed.
Is that what you think?
Just a guess.
His green eyes watched her unblinkingly. She felt sometimes that they looked right into her. Sometimes she liked that feeling. Sometimes she didn't.
You're thinking too much,
she told him.
That's what I've been trained to do.
I'm sure it isn't. I'm sure the Grand Master trained you to think just enough and no more. But the lesson hasn't quite sunk in yet, because people only learn it the hard way. And that's where you are right now, absolutely stuck in a hard place. Right?
Still, he didn't look away.
Maybe.
Maybe nothing. You know you have to do something. You know what it is, and you know why it has to be done. But you can't do it because you're too busy going over it and over it, making sure you're absolutely right. Most of you knows you are right, but there's a small part that wants to think it over one more time. The reasons, the method, the fallout, whatever. Like you can plan everything in advance and then just sit back and watch it happen, so perfectly you don't even have to be there to do it. Things will just happen on their own. Maybe you don't need to do anything if you think about it hard enough. That's always worth hoping for.
You're speaking from experience. I can tell.
You bet,
she said. But then she stopped. The words had dried up.
It's okay, he said. You don't have to tell me. No, I do. I need to tell someone one day. It might as well be you. Now.
She felt her face growing warm, and she turned away, hoping he couldn't see.
I ratted on a superior officer. I presume you had a reason.
The best. Sergeant Donbar was corrupt, but that didn't change anything. I went against the chain of command and reported him to his superiors. They slapped him down and discharged him, but the reason for it was hushed up. There were always going to be people who didn't believe me, thought I was doing it out of a grudge. But because of the secrecy, I couldn't defend myself. No one wants Special Forces to look bad, and he was about as bad as it gets. He was discharged, and eventually, I quit. It got way too uncomfortable.
Do you regret it?
Sometimes,
she said, thinking of the Zabrak on Coruscant.
But it had to be done. If I tried to capture the weeks of agonizing I went through leading up to me actually doing it, I'd bore you to death.
The skin around his eyes tightened.
And now you think I should just get over myself and do what I have to do.
You don't agree?
Not at all. Finding a planet that could be anywhere in wild space is a little different from putting in a report, don't you think?
Sure it's different. You don't stand to lose every friend you've ever had if you do the right thing. And you've actually been training for this most of your life. Remember, Shigar, that you didn't have to crawl up from nowhere to get where you are. You were hand-picked from everyone on Khifu to be a Jedi Knight. Whatever happens today, you'll go back to the life you know.